We are delighted to welcome Barwon Health Foundation as sponsors of Room 64. If you would like to support palliative care services at Barwon Health, please contact the Barwon Health Foundation at barwonhealthfoundation.org.au.
So welcome everybody to Room 64, and today we're joined by Robin Matheson, who is the, I'll get you to tell us who you are, the clinical nurse, I think is the correct title, is that?
I'm the clinical nurse coordinator with the PAL at Home program, which was a new program started by Barwon Health about 3 years ago. It was a pilot project initially and has been successful in gaining funding to continue, and it's our job to support people in the community with unstable symptoms or who wish to die at home and wouldn't be able to do so without a bit of extra support.
So it's a pretty impressive program, isn't it? Like, to the extent that it won a pretty whiz-bang award.
Yes, we were nominated for the Victorian Public Healthcare Awards, and we were successful in winning the category Improving Integration of Care for Patients with Chronic and Complex Conditions.
Wow.
Which says a lot, but I think we just look after the people that really need our help.
Yeah. And so just tell us a little bit more about what the PAL at Home service does. What are the practicalities of it?
So PAL at Home works as part of the Barwon Health bigger palliative care program. We're there to really support people who need extra nursing care that they wouldn't manage at home, being Mr. and Mrs. Jones at home. It may be because they need dressings. It may be because they've got complex symptoms. It may be that it's an older couple who really would like to be at home but wouldn't be able to support each other in the circumstances due to age or frailty of the partner or something like that. Sometimes even complex family situations where there's no support because there's no family living nearby. Someone would like to die at home, so it's our job to support the family, the patient, with our team and with the help of the consultant team that we have working with us.
And so what that means then at a really basic level is that you're able to go into people's homes and provide that extra support on a daily basis, weekly?
We do at least one visit daily.
Wow.
But it can be multiple. We've had situations where someone wanted to die at home and the partner had mental health issues. She was really concerned about when she would find him and he would be dead. So we just said to her, look, if you're at all concerned, give us a ring, we'll come and we'll go into the bedroom first. And I think one day she probably rang 15 times, but she was reassured after that and she was okay. So it's about reassurance, about knowing if you've got a question, if something's upsetting you, if you're concerned or if the patient is unwell, give us a call. And if it means we respond 10 times a day, that's what we do. If it's one time a day, because that's what's needed, that's what we do.
All right. I was just going to say, before you mentioned reassurance, I was just going to say that, you know, it sounds to me like that it's that reassurance, because basically, you know, the general public that, you know, all of a sudden are thrown into the palliative care space, we haven't got a clue what it means, what lies ahead, how do we cope, we automatically think, oh, that's it, you've got to go into hospital. But this service actually gives you the reinsurance or that safety net or that sense of, what's the right word for it, Robin? It's that...
Well, you're confident.
Confidence, yes, that's it, yeah.
I think what we basically say for anyone is we have a mobile number, which is a direct line to the nurses that are on the road 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We work shifts like any other nurse does. If you've got anything that you are not sure about or worried about, whether it's yourself or your the person you're caring for to give us a call. So use the phone in the same way that you would if you were sitting near the bedside with a call bell.
Yeah, yeah,
and
perfect.
It takes a little bit for people to understand that process, but once they do, I think it reassures them incredibly that someone absolutely will respond to anything.
Even just you saying then, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, wow, that's great. And just like having that call button on the side of your bed, there's some good analogies, aren't they?
Yeah, and I think that's where people sort of put two and two together. The other part of the job is you're in someone's home every single day. Some patients we may have for a matter of hours who need support, and the nurses have done an incredibly wonderful job in circumstances where things have changed rapidly and stayed with the family, and the family later have acknowledged they wouldn't have coped.
Mm.
Just someone being there, not holding their hand but metaphorically holding their hand. But you also know all the ins and outs of the family and their dogs and their cats and their garden and the horses and all of those things. It's an incredible trust that the families place in us as well.
Mm. I think that's one of the things that I've learned in the, you know, 5 years that we've been doing Room 64. I've realised the importance of getting to know not just the person but what surrounds that person, the family, the dogs, the cats, the budgies, the snakes, you know, all the things, that extra layer of things that surround a person when they're dying are equally as important as the care that they receive.
I think that's probably, I've worked in community palliative care in another area. With this job, I think the fact that you're going every single day for the duration, and as I said, it could be hours. We've had people for 2.5 months. So inevitably you're in their life every single day. People trust us with their front door key, don't lock the door. Some nights we've called in to see people to make sure they're okay, haven't woken them, leave a note on the bench and they don't know we've been. So it's an incredible trust, and it's very treasured by the staff.
Mm, yeah. I just love it. I think it's a fantastic service. And so what does the award mean for you and your team?
I think it's probably acknowledging that we've been able to adapt to some incredibly complex situations with symptom management, with dressings, with nursing requirements, but also in terms of people that may not have fitted into the public health system for the rest of their life who want to die at home, and maybe it's the first time in their life that they've had a right to exercise choice. And sadly, recently we've had someone who refused pain management every single day because she could, and in her life no one had listened to her before. So that's hard for us to live with, but it was her choice and we supported her all the way with that.
Mm. Choice is an important thing in this space, isn't it?
Well, it's empowering in a situation where you're basically losing power.
Yeah.
And that's for family members as well as the patient.
Mm, yeah. So again, from your staff's point of view, this award is really good recognition, isn't it, of what you've been able to achieve?
I think it's wonderful acknowledgement of a team that's probably started from scratch. And we've had to learn as we go, as have, you know, the doctors and the teams that have supported us. It means, you know, you're looking after people in remote rural areas. We're based in Geelong, but it means that, you know, we could be out at Winchelsea, we could be at Meredith, we could be at Lawn, we could be anywhere in Geelong as well. So it's complex in terms of commuting to farms and things like that, and learning your way around properties, learning your way around back roads, but also working with people in town here and embracing their life as well.
Is it pretty innovative? Like, is this a sort of a first, you know, Australian-wide, or is this something that Bowen Health initiated?
It was a Bowen Health initiative. And it is the first in Australia, I understand, that's based on an inpatient model. So basically where ours differs from your community palliative care programs is our program treats you like you're in a hospital bed in a ward. So we support you in the way that you would be if you were in a ward, but it's a theoretical ward.
Right.
So we support you with your medications. You have 24-hour day access to a consultant, whereas in the community you would have contact with your GP when you could. So ours is funded as it would be if you were in a hospital bed in town in Geelong.
Okay, right. So it is pretty innovative. And is it a model that you think can be duplicated elsewhere?
I would hope it would be. And since we started, I believe there are a couple of other hospitals in Melbourne that are looking to have the same sort of program. So it's nice to see that maybe we were the foundation and people have thought the idea is worthy of trying further.
Mm. Bowen Health has got, my humble opinion, Bowen Health's got a pretty good reputation as a leading health service in the state.
Well, one of the values of Bowen Health is innovation. So they've demonstrated, I think, in this particular field. And palliative care, I don't suppose, is out there in the main sphere for people. If you've not experienced someone needing palliative care, well, you could drift through life not even knowing
yes,
about it.
Yeah.
So I think it's wonderful that they actually took the time and the energy and the fortitude to support a program that's probably not one of the most sexy ideas in healthcare.
Yeah. You wrote an article about the award, and in that article you mentioned it's the best job I could have wished for. Why is that? What makes this the best job you could have wished for, do you think?
Well, there's so many parts to that. I grew up in Melbourne, but with my husband's job, we've lived rurally since I was 20. So I love the rural lifestyle, and my parents lived at Ocean Grove, so I love Geelong area. So to get a job here in Geelong, where you've got the bay and you've got the beaches and you've got the mountains and rural areas so close, to have a job where I can do palliative care and help the people in the country, down the coast, in town, it's perfect. And the team that I work with are just amazing and adaptable and absolutely will always find a way, whereas it's not always easy when you're on the road. You have to think laterally to provide solutions a lot of the time.
You would too, wouldn't you? Like if you are out there doing that, you know, that, as you said before, that 24/7 responsiveness, there would be times where you have to think on your feet and come up with solutions.
Well, you don't have the access to equipment that you probably have in a hospital ward. So you have to sort of think, how can you improvise? You have to think before you go out in the vehicle, have you got everything that you could possibly need and then some? Because if something isn't going to work or is faulty or anything like that, it might mean another 70-kilometre trip into town to pick something up. So you do need to be aware and drive with mindfulness of kangaroos and things like that, which a lot of the staff have never experienced.
Yeah, I can imagine. So, Robin, just to sum up, I suppose, the words that I'm hearing throughout our brief conversation have been choice, flexibility, innovation, reassurance, support. They're sort of things that I like to hear in the delivery of any service that we provide in our local community. Is there a key message that you'd like to get across to people who, the thousands of listeners that listen to Room 64, is there any message you'd like to get across?
I think that the program is wonderful, and I hope more health services would take it up. And I think the fact that people can be in their place of choice to die, that they know that they can have the support 24 hours a day, that no question is too silly, that no symptom will be dismissed, and that the staff that are delivering the service are 100% committed to providing the support that's needed for that loved one to be in the best circumstance when it's not really the most ideal time for anyone.
Fantastic. Sounds pretty good. Sounds like a great way for us to finish up, Robin. So Room 64 today, we've been lucky enough to have Robin Matheson, the clinical nurse consultant, on board for the Palette Home service from Bowen Health. Thanks again, Robin, for your time today. I really appreciate it. And thanks, everyone, for listening to Room 64.
Thanks, Christine.
Good on you.
Feelings once so strong don't seem to last long. Before you know it